This conference was unique in terms of how it was conducted. The process was empowering the farmer who is on the ground doing his day-to-day farming activities. It was different from what we are used in international conferences, where we receive speeches from policymakers and politicians, as well as well-written and argued academic papers. But this time, we had farmers from all over the world who sat with policymakers side by side. The policymakers presented their own perspective, and then the farmers gave their stories from the ground.
The point you make there is very valid, because sometimes you don't hear the stories from the ground. What are the farmers' main concerns, and what are their stories from the ground?
The farmers are concerned that normally their views, their voice is not heard by policymakers, and they are not embedded into policy frameworks. That was that came out strongly in the conference. And also, it was highlighted that the indigenous knowledge systems sometimes is forgotten. We tend to value the scientific knowledge. Steadily, the conference came out strongly on the marginalization of women, the women farmers. In most circumstances, they are not empowered, and as such, women came out clearly saying they need to be supported in order to reduce or eradicate hunger, nutrition, and climate justice issues.
And can those issues be eradicated? What would be the one thing that would help a farmer, say a female farmer in Zimbabwe, that could actually make a difference in terms of hunger and nutrition and climate change?
Yes, I do agree with you. We can't really eradicate hunger, nutrition, and climate change issues, but we can reduce. There is no magic bullet to these solutions, but the solutions lies with the farmer. Let us put the farmer at the center, the heart of all what we are doing. The local problems have local solutions, and hence I encourage all development practitioners to consider the farmer's views, the farmer's experience, this farmer's knowledge, in order to come up with sustainable solutions.
In terms as well of just climate justice is a thing that they talk about an awful lot these days, and that looks, I suppose, at the inequality in terms of how the West are living in comparison to maybe rural farmers working in Africa or working in Zimbabwe, that just the level of drain, I suppose, that one is on the climate is so different. That how can those two meet, or how can they compromise?
I think for us to have sustainable solutions on climate justice, it is important for both the West and the developing world to come together in platforms such as the Dublin Conference, where we had rural women, rural farmers, and also residents of from the West to share experiences on how they are trying to mitigate, to adapt to climate change. You know, there is global warming, and it is affecting everyone, whether you are in the West or in the developing world, but the effects are felt globally. We don't have different feelings or effects. The effects, of course, they may differ in terms of intensity and also the effects which can affect people in Africa and other developing parts of the world, but generally everyone is affected. And for the solutions to be sustainable, we need to put our heads together, those from the West and those from Africa, in order to come up with really implementable and sustainable solutions.